Red LK Mobile. KO4HKX. Stranger, hope you had a good weekend. Right, you. Had an eventful weekend, I'll have to tell you about it sometime. Anyway, I was worn out Sunday evening. I was 8:30. I knew the net was coming up, and I was hoping to check in with you, but I was too tired. I ended up going to bed.
I understand.
I'll tell you about what went on this weekend. Anyway, but yeah, it was good. Had a good night at work, and headed home, and gonna take a nap. Work tonight and then take the rest of the week off. I've got a cousin and her husband are coming down Friday morning, flying down. They're going to spend the weekend with us, so took a couple days off. You know, I've been working so hard the last several weeks, I had to take a couple days off.
But it's good that you're still able to do that. You got the time to take off.
Been playing for a while too. In fact, we're taking them up to the Biltmore Saturday morning. We've had tickets for probably 4 months now. Just waiting. We went ahead and bought them, you know, 4 months ago. Sitting in the drawer waiting for them to show up.
My wife and I went a couple years ago. We had a good time.
Several times now. Still haven't been up at Christmas time, which I'd like to do sometime just to see all the decorations. But took my mother there, took one of my cousins and his wife from England when they were over. We went and saw it. Of course, to them, it's just another average-sized home, you know, countryside home, estate home. They've got so many castles and things within that, you know, 30 minutes to an hour drive from where they live. They enjoyed it, but it wasn't a big deal.
To us, we go do something like that.
One time with one of my aunts, and I said, it's a fairly old place. It's, 100 years old, something like that. Wasn't sure exactly what it was at the time. And she said, that's not old. My house is over 400 years old.
Remember how young this country actually is.
It was incredible. Beth and I went over there. You know, we went to the Tower, London Tower, or Tower of London, which when I was a kid, I thought it was a tower, but it's really a castle. It's a fortress. And there's part of the Roman built wall from the first century is right there. You know, it's still standing. It's pretty amazing.
Amazing that's been around, you know, 1,000 years, a couple thousand. And here, technology today, we can't build a wall that'll last 30 years, seems like.
It just isn't the same. I know it's cost effective, but there's something to be said about those beautiful, well-built stone and brick buildings that, you know, we used to do and other countries did and maybe still do.
But, hey, did they get your truck back up and going yet?
It was in the shop this morning when I got there. I didn't see the mechanic. But he had it in the shop and I could see parts laid out. So it should be ready tonight, hopefully.
I never been in there like that, not having a radio drive you nuts sometimes.
HT with me on Friday night, and couldn't really even hear the Blue Ridge or this repeater. But for most of my trip on 85, I could pick up that repeater there in Gainesville, and I actually got on it and talked to the guys just on my HT out of the cab. Probably about 20 miles. They said they had no issue hearing me, so it's got really good coverage.
I was glad you're able to do that, and all you need is your little antenna that'll go outside the truck, and you can probably use it pretty good.
Full radio with me, just in case my truck was back up and running. And when I got there and saw it wasn't, I've got a little MagMelt dual band quarter wave antenna, quarter wave 2 meter antenna. But that Kenworth I'm driving's got a an aluminum body, so there was nowhere to put it.
Yeah, that's the same thing with this truck I'm driving. It's all aluminum, except for the hood, and it's fiberglass, so you ain't sticking nothing metal to it.
About it, I've got this piece of sheet metal that I got it from my father-in-law, kind of came with the equipment. He used to have it in the corner with a mag mount antenna on it, you know, just, I guess, for severe weather communications. Could have brought that and stuck it on the seat, maybe had a little luck with it.
Clips over the window, and you can just stick the antenna outside the window. The only problem with it is it doesn't have a good ground plane, so you have to put like a wire hanging down on the radial so you can have that.
Back up and running tonight. So I took it home. It's supposed to be, it's a Kenwood. It's supposed to be 15 watts on low power, 65 on high power, and I put it on that meter. And it's funny because like in the 145 and the 147 frequency, it was putting out 25 watts on low. In the 146 frequency, or 146 megahertz, it was only putting out 20 watts. Same on high power, in those same frequencies, it was doing like 62, 63, and then 55, which I thought was interesting. Why the difference in power output just because the frequency changed.
One.
Able to adjust the power settings. If you take the cover off, I think there's a couple little potentiometers in there you can turn up and down. I was going to try to do that, maybe adjust it a little bit, but didn't get around to it this weekend.
What to tell you on that one. But hey, I have arrived at my next stop, so, and it's time sensitive because I got to get out of here before school traffic starts. Shane, it's good to hear you this morning. You be safe out there and get you some rest today, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. I'll be out late. I've got the MACO meeting, so maybe we'll catch you then. KO4HKX, I will be clear. 73.
Good day, be safe. KO4HKX and 4ZLK Mobile.
4HKX Mobile.
And 4ZLK Mobile.
Thankfully, because I'm right here at Legacy School and get out of here before school traffic gets started.
Legacy School.
Of Woodside in that area.
I was thinking that, but I didn't realize you were there. I thought you were in Greer today. Why am I thinking that? You're in Cherrydale today, aren't you?
Yes, sir. All day today.
School, it was the original Parker High School, which I don't know if there is, I don't think there is one anymore. And then it was Parker Middle School back in the 90s. I used to deliver there. I delivered that area back in the 90s. And boy, it's really growing now. They're turning those mills into condos.
I can really tell this used to be mill village housing.
Pretty rough area too, and I think parts of it still are, but yeah, they're gentrifying it for sure.
Several parts of it down here are still pretty rough. I wouldn't want to be out.
A lot of drug deals going on down there in those areas.
You can see that over in Cherrydale on Pointe Highway now too.
Getting into some of the bigger neighborhoods, or nicer neighborhoods. It's everywhere now.
Personally, that is the truth, and it's a sad thing.
You can compare to the biggest drug dealers. Those are the pharmaceutical companies and the drug stores, the legalized drug stores. Man, they are doing some business. It's crazy.
I know the legalized marijuana section is doing pretty good for itself, too.
So I've heard. Anyway, so Cherrydale all day, and then you going out to eat again tonight for your meeting, or are you going to have a business meeting in an office somewhere?
We're having it. It'll be down around Pelham Road. somewhere. We'll meet somewhere down there at one of the restaurants and try to have Darren make a game plan for the guys going to Expo.
Kind of centralized all you guys?
Yeah, probably the most centralized area. Some of us are coming in pretty good ways, and then others are right there. So, but all in all, it's probably the easiest to get in and out of for everybody.
Some direction for you on Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's why I say some of us are coming further than others.
When I drive by this evening and when I head up to Spartanburg, I'll look for your truck.
Group of them. Somewhere around the Red Bull, California Dreaming, Longhorn, somewhere in that area usually.
I'm going to keep my eyes on the traffic going through there. But I think the last time you were over that way, I didn't notice you because I'm keeping my eyes on the road. You know, now that I know you'll be that way, I can look out for your vehicles. But normally I'm in that area. You gotta watch traffic because they don't like to stay in their lanes.
Matt, you're on 85. You better be watching traffic. Practiced up on your CW while you were on your little vacation there?
I don't think I've been on sideband in several weeks now. I might have tuned up just to check it out, but I've made several contacts and I've been listening around. I'm trying to make at least one a day. Had a really good conversation with a guy on Saturday morning. But yeah, I'm working on it. It's been a lot of fun.
We had plenty of time to do it with an unscheduled vacation there.
Was home. It was hard to get back there, you know. She was kind of getting in my way. For some reason, she wanted to be doing something else. But when she was working, it was fun. I could go back there. I really enjoy it. I know I'll probably tire of it at some point, but right now I'm really, really enjoying doing it.
I'm glad you are. I'm glad it's coming together for you finally. I know you've been working on it a while.
Canada, he was QRP, so he was coming in really strong. It was like a 5.7, I believe, 5.79, just perfectly clear. So I left my radio at 5 watts and we had a very good contact. He heard me, gave me a 5.5 report, I believe.
Always a good thing.
And yesterday morning, I called. He was calling CQ. So I called him, and he responded. But right when he was, all of his CQs were nice and loud. I could hear him really well. And as soon as he started sending my signal report, I couldn't catch it. Just faded. And then he came back up right at the end of it, so I didn't really count it. I'd sent him information. I don't know if he got it all or not, but I didn't count it because I couldn't copy anything. I mean, I copied his call sign. I was able to look him up, but I didn't log it just because I didn't get any signal report or anything.
But it's one you remember, so that's part of it, too.
I think he was up in New York. I'm trying to remember his call. It's in the history, you know, where I looked him up. But anyway, it's fun. I'm able to pull out the calls almost immediately, especially if they're not going really fast. I don't have to. I can even pull out calls, you know, people that are sending them pretty quickly. I can catch them pretty quick without having to try to catch them one letter at a time, you know. I can tell there's a difference. I can tell it's starting to come together.
What you've been working at, so I'm glad it's coming together for you.
I probably should have spent a little bit longer on finishing up some of the letters. I didn't have many to go, and I'm getting them. It's fine. Just doing the daily, you know, copy, but I feel like I might have done myself a little bit of disservice, slowed myself down a little bit, because I started listening to conversations and realized I was understanding what was going on, so I jumped in a little earlier than I'd planned on.
Sometimes there's no learning like learning under pressure.
There's something about that, so I'm enjoying it, though. I'm going to have to get you in on it.
Do that. It's just finding the time to learn it and consistently learn it instead of just doing it for a couple of days. It's hard to learn that way for me.
I think the key is consistency, and you don't even have to do a lot every day. I guess the more you do, the quicker you'll get it. But you can also overtire. At least I can overtire my brain on it. I can overdo it, so I just did about 20, 30 minutes a day. And I'd miss a day here and there, and sometimes I found that even with that day missed, that I actually did better the following day. So, I don't know. Everybody's got a different style, but that's what works for me, or is working for me.
The biggest thing is figuring out what works for you and sticking with it, because everybody's different.
Guy, he was in the military during the Korean War, I believe, and they put him in communications, and he said he had to learn Morse code. He said we spent, I don't know how many weeks it was, but 8 hours a day of just practicing, listening, writing, practicing, sending. I don't know if I could do that. I mean, I guess I would have to if you got the military forcing you to do it, but I couldn't make myself do that when I didn't need to.
But when you got somebody making you doing it, yeah, a little different story.
Is that okay? Yeah, and he was younger. He was a lot younger. Maybe if I was doing this at a younger age, it'd be easier to do it longer. But, oh well. I've always wanted to do this, so I'm glad I finally was able to get going on it.
Glad you have to, and maybe I can get in there one day and figure it out, learn it. But I am going to have to say 7-3s. I'm getting ready to pull into my next stop. Shane, you be careful on the rest of your trip into the house, and good to talk to you this morning. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 7-3s.
Have a good day. We'll talk to you maybe tonight. And I'm not far from the house, so I'm going to go home, get to bed. KO4HKX, and 4ZLK, 7-3.